You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
The Rangers won in San Jose. They were up 3-0. The P.J. Stock goal held up, but they gave up the 2 third-period goals, and Nolan's made it 3-2, but they got the win to end the five-game skid. But 0-2-3 in the five, and they always beat the Sharks, and Richter 6-0-1 against the Sharks in his career. But I'll tell you what, I don't like the Rangers. I don't think they're going anywhere fast, and I know that the entire team, except the Graves, Sundstrom, Gretzky, look, and LaFontaine is on the block, so Stevens, so's the whole team.
Yeah, no, for $47 million, it's really disappointing and not much fun to watch either. I mean, it's just a bunch of disappointments, and they start to play like it. I mean, they play with their heads down. They don't even play like they're, you know, like they're excited. They don't play like, and this is a team that's got to really have a shot to turn it around. I mean, you're only at the winter break. You got 2 weeks off.
You got Richter.
I mean, if there's any chance for them to get it together, now would seem to be the time.
Yeah, Graves is hot. So is Gretzky, and so is Richter. And Ulf Samuelsson, is he out because of the knee?
Yeah, he didn't play. He had that banged-up knee in the San Jose game. He's still listed day-to-day. I would not be surprised to see him in the lineup along with Richter tomorrow night.
All right, we'll ask you about Salai, the Duck, suspended for the headbutt on Kirill Kaprizov from the Chicago game on Sunday night that they won 4-3 on Solani's overtime winner going in the slot and going back in. Top shelf. We'll talk to you after the next period. They're up 2-1. And hey, Brad Hirsch, good job.
Cool, brother. Later.
Later. Brad Hirsch at the pond. Ducks up 2-1 on the Rangers already tonight. Dallas handed Philly their 4th straight loss. They had lost 3 straight, first time all year, now 4 straight, and they've lost 2 straight at home, but they were on the road tonight, and Pat Verbeek goal beat them. Hey, we got a little swing shift here. We'll go. Little hot stove, and we're getting ready for grapefruit and cactus baseball. It's Major League Weekly. It's Baseball Weekly's Pete Williams coming up. We got to make Pete Williams, I think, finally deserves a shot to do some of those Pharrell FOB, give out the body, and do some promos for us. Like, hey, it's Pete Williams of Baseball Weekly writing my story at the ballpark down here, drinking free beer and free hot dogs to go with them. And I love listening to Femrel on the beach. Or, I mean, Pharrell on the fence with a... Let's see if he'll do a practice run with us. Pete Williams of Baseball Weekly, the hottest young baseball writer in the country. And Pete, can you do a trial promo for us?
Let's see. This is Pete Williams here from Tampa Bay in my double-wide trailer, waiting for the start of the Devil Rays season and listening to Pharrell on the bench.
God, you know, that is so well put that I got to tell you. You know what you are? You're versed. You are versed. You're eloquent. You're a tsunami of skinny. You're a baseball writer, and we love you. Hey, Pete, good to have you on the bench again. It's our weekly look with Pete, and, you know, today I did my normal Wednesday drive, and I drive faster on Wednesdays because Wednesdays is when the Baseball Weekly hits the streets, and growing trends, teams trying to tie up talent, I guess, and guys, free agents. Andy Benes gets the 18 mil cut from Bucks, Diamondbacks, and Canseco signs with the Jays, and Fry with the Red Sox. Everybody's getting those deals done.
Yeah, they're running out of players at this point, and I guess with good reason. We're 10 days away, depending on what team you're looking at, to the start of spring training, at least with the pitchers and catchers. But I think the Andy Benes thing is really the big story. You can look at this two ways, ironically. It is both a bargain for the Diamondbacks, and yet you could say they overpaid, and that sounds contradictory, but a lot of people feel that the best offer Benes had on the table, the only offer really, was 1 year with the Mets for $5 million in an option year. Now, I spoke with his agent, Scott Boras, today, who insists that he had two offers that were going to be in the ballpark of 3 years, $21 million, but they went with the Diamondbacks for lesser money because Benes wanted to play in Arizona and raise his kids in a fine environment.
Who wouldn't?
That. But it also has a clause in his contract with the Diamondbacks that allows him to leave after 2 years and pursue free agency all over again. And you think about it, 2 years down the road, when you're talking about right-handed pitchers, there aren't going to be that many available in terms of free agency. I mean, Greg Maddux, John Smoltz, Mike Messina, all the top guns are really tied up Roger Clemens for an awfully long time.
So he wins.
So it is a good move. Having said that, you might say, well, maybe the Diamondbacks still kind of overpaid. They could have got him for cheaper, but they certainly got him for a lot less than the 5 years and $30 million that the Cardinals were offering, and a lot less than they would have had to have paid for him back in November or December.
They gave Jay Bell $34 million, and I told you, I like that deal. I'm the only guy that did because of his ability. He's the best sacrifice bunter I've ever seen. I think he plays solid in the field, doesn't make mistakes, and it seems to me that a guy that can get runners advanced and sacrifice and give it up and play defense up the middle every day and play every day all year and be hovering around 260 to 300, he's not a hitter. He does so many valuable things. I like that deal, but they're spending money left and right. They got this fancy ballpark. Colangelo's becoming the boss. How about the boss and the firing of Watson? He pushed him out the door, and Cashman, 30 years old. That's bigger than you and I have in gigs that we have.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to Randy Smith about this afternoon, the GM of the Tigers, and he still holds the record. I mean, Brian Cashman didn't quite beat him. Randy Smith was 29 years and 4 months or something or other when he became the GM of the San Diego Padres in the midst of that dreadful fire sale in the summer of 1993. But Brian Cashman, a guy who, again, is going to have the toughest job in baseball. I mean, coming in, and the lifespan and expectancy of a guy in that position seems to be about a year and a half. I mean, Bob Watson couldn't have done a better job. I mean, the executive of the year in 1996, a guy who literally was working himself to death.
No doubt.
Some heart problems, and really, I think we can expect now maybe he'll take a step back and take a rest away from the game. I think he may appear with ESPN as quickly as this season. That'd be a good thing, because the guy has a great baseball mind and a lot to offer, whether you're talking about the front office or something else. And Brian Cashman, probably a good thing he's young, because he's going to grow old in a hurry in that job.
I'll tell you, he will, and it's like he's got about as much chance of succeeding with the Steinbrenners as he would with the Al Davises of this world. And I'll tell you this, I think it's interesting that Randy Smith is now one of the hottest GMs in baseball and did a job in Detroit with Buddy Bell. And this club was a fun club to watch last year with everything Willie Blair and everything that they did. And they're going to be exciting and only getting better. And now another young kid. But you work against Steinbrenner. I mean, he squashed every deal. The Knobloch deal is what doomed Watson, and making fun of his front office and staff and employees. He called him a bunch of idiots walking around in circles.
Yeah, but I think ironically, what Watson was able to do that a lot of his predecessors failed in is managed to instill a philosophy in Steinbrenner that you can't just keep trading these young guys away. I mean, he made sure that Bernie Williams wasn't traded. There was a time that Steinbrenner really wanted to do that. He made sure that he didn't give away the farm for somebody like Jose Canseco late in the season. He maintained that Chad Curtis was an adequate guy to have in left field. He was proven correctly on that front. And you look at it now, Steinbrenner's being a hardliner in this Knobloch case. He's not giving up Ricky Ledeay or Ramiro Mendoza. He's making sure he gives up the bare minimum. And that, given his track record over the 25 years, he's come a long way in that regard. And I think a lot of it, he'd never admitted, but can be attributed to Bob Watson.
Yeah, and it's just been quite a story. And now we'll see if they snag Blackjack McDowell and if they get the Knobloch thing done. And then we'll see if Cashman can give Bernie Williams what he wants. The Mets have failed at all these deals. Sheffield, Benes, they can't even find a catcher. We'll talk talk about the Mets. We'll talk about your favorite teams and a little bit of Jose Canseco. Even Dennis Martinez with the Braves. And how about Lee Smith and his buddy Terry Pendleton, the old fogies. They don't go away. They're everywhere signing deals with clubs. It's crazy. I'll tell you what, it's just crazy. Pete Williams, Baseball Weekly, on the bench. Pete, tell me about the old fogey signing everywhere. I kid you not. I mean, besides Tony La Russa's taping his mouth shut with duct tape, the old fogey signings are hilarious. Dennis Martinez, Lee Smith, Pendleton, Sid Bream, you said, should get his shoes on, and Francisco Cabrera, I agree.
Yeah, you remember last year when everyone from Andy Van Slyke to Howard Johnson, I mean, it got pretty ugly. Names that were coming out of the woodwork. I mean, Tampa Bay Devil Rays were really concerned that Milt Thompson was going to show up for a job. And given the fact that he's a one-time Brave, you thought that was very legitimate. I mean, the Devil Rays and Chuck Lamar, of course, came from the Braves organization. He's modeled this team after the Braves. And right. I think with good reason. I mean, you're obviously trying to have a successful organization. He's brought in Fred McGriff, and they drafted good young guys like Bobby Smith and Terrell Wade. But I mean, some of the names they've pulled off the scrap heap, Mark Eichhorn and Luis Polonia, Dwight Smith, Jerome Walton. I mean, you almost halfway think Frankie Cabrera will be walking in the door pretty soon.
I kid you not. It's almost, I think, disrespectful to the game and kind of crazy and everything. Tell me about Scott Boras. You had mentioned him earlier, and he got Valentin and Jeff Fry. These guys, I don't know if he had Fry, but I'll tell you, Boras has deals on his arms like hair.
Yeah, how this guy keeps up, I mean, he has clearly the best client mix in the all of baseball. And of course, he has to deal with the J.D. Drew situation. He has the two biggest names going for arbitration this month in Bernie Williams. He has Darren Oliver. He has Charles Johnson. Really a full plate, and still managed to spend an hour with me this afternoon explaining all these various nuances. And just a guy, you can criticize him a lot for, I guess, another instance of lawyers and litigation taking over the game. But I think if you're a player, if you have that guy in your corner, you're really going to come out with a lot of money.
Hey, it's interesting what the Cubs have done, really, and getting back and snagging a lot of players that have made the North Side look like another fun season, except that this year they might win some games in a Central that's so average at best, and rivalries now with the Brewers that'll start up, and they think they'll draw $2 million. I think the Central's going to be fun to watch, and the Cubs, too.
It'll be a lot of fun, and I think you have to like what they did in picking up Terry Mulholland, a guy who just continues to bounce all over the place but can churn up innings and still get the job done. And for all the talk of them acquiring Al Leiter, that's not going to happen now, and I think the Marlins are really looking silly now more than ever for not leaving Leiter unprotected, instead leaving Tony Saunders up for grabs. I mean, if they had Saunders, we've talked about this before, with LeVon Hernandez, I mean, that puts them in a lot better position with guys like Joe Fontenot and Rafael Medina and maybe Felix Heredia. But instead, you got to figure Al Leiter, who was in Jim Leland's doghouse for most of last year anyway, he probably will start spring training with them, but in the end, they're probably not going to get a guy as good as Tony Saunders.
And he was Al Leiter was pitching World Series games, so screw what they think of him, even though he's not a guy that, you know, wins a ton. How about Lever, Cordova, Schmidt, Jason Schmidt, and Esteban Loaiza? What a rotation, but how about even more surprising, the Pirates are going to offer an IPO. They're going to sell stock for the fans.
It's really a shrewd move. I mean, it's a dumb investment. I mean, as you can buy almost any stock these days and make a lot of money given the bull market, but
steal.
Certainly not in professional sports teams. It's a vanity purchase, and they're just capitalizing on the fact that people buy a certificate to frame and put in their living room as a very overpriced way to say, hey, I own a minuscule chunk of the Pittsburgh Pirates. But they can supposedly raise about $50 million this way to pair off the debt. And I think anything should be attempted at this point, and they're not the only ones. The Marlins certainly have thought a lot about this, and if it's successful, you can bet a lot of teams will follow.
From the World Series to 25-1 to get back, the Braves are favored, and then the Orioles. I am so grateful. Last night I talked to some guy asking me about Ripken. I'm like, I don't care about iron, this and that, and no one cares about that anymore. It's just Cal is a Hall of Famer, and I don't care about the streak. The Orioles situation of late is interesting, to say the least, and they get a Ozzie Guillen.
I think I like the Guillen pickup. They've really added a lot of character to this team, and this has been a team of vanilla personalities for a long time. I mean, for all the greatness of Cal Ripken and Mike Messina, it's always been kind of an uptight team. I remember Andy Van Slyke, when he was briefly there in 95, he said, this is a team more in need of a ping pong table than any in baseball. They've always been kind of uptight,
the White
personalities, sauce. And I think bringing Ozzie Guillen in and Joe Carter, that'll really help liven things up a bit. But then again, this is a very old team. I mean, the average age has got to be about 34, and there's a feeling going with 13 free agents at the end of the season, this might be the last window of opportunity for the Orioles as we know it to finally get to the World Series and win it all.
Hey, I'll tell you what, and the White Sox could play some ping pong. It's their favorite. Bo Jackson started it. And we'll talk about the Mets, Randy Johnson, and other deals. We'll flip around the league and tell you what's going on in baseball, because Baseball Weekly's got Pete Williams, and so do we on The Bench.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you, because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another leg, huh? Hey, Ernie. Want a jar? Get in a bottle. Hey, you want to play rock? What do you think we are, man? Baggage handlers? The going rate on a Pharrell is $1,090. What are you, nuts? Watch his tongue fly, Pelican. Fly, watch his tongue. 800 bench tonight, Pharrell with you. Hey, we're gigging in the vault. BA runs it. He's like in charge at a 79-ounce club. It's the Pharrell Pup bar. It's like a barge.
What do you think about the interleague baseball?
I'm confused about it, sir, to be frank. Max Krasny on music. He rips tunes is what he does. And very little of anything else except he lies poorly as well. Anderson has powder blue hair. He got his hair. Can you give me a vig? Pull off the snow cone and give me a vig on there. Tell me, what made you do that to your head?
Since my car is broken, I have to bring girls here to work so that they can drive me. They get bored while being in here, even though you're fun to look at.
And they do.
So they resort to doing. They resort to doing my hair.
Doing you and doing your hair.
That's a good combo.
That is. It looks like that Santa flush, that toilet blue, like aqua baby fresh powder.
Is it bad? I haven't even been able to see it in the mirror or anything.
I think you look good with the NHL All-Star Vancouver hat on Frank.
It's back on now. Thanks.
Where's Frank with a backpack when you need him?
Thank God it's radio.
Thank you very much, Anderson. Edit that last section there and pull that out. We didn't need the extra comments, snow cone boy. Aaron Vunder. He gets so much skinny to me and so many names, numbers, figures, facts, and just guru stuff that he forgot the gambling odds, and that is going to cost him clearly a pinky. We're going to cut his pinky off. Hey, Harvey's, the Wallbanger report, we get all the odds in, you know, Vegas, Tahoe, but we prefer Harvey's because of the Wallbanger, and then they got bought out, Harvey's, by, I believe, an L.A. conglomerate. They bought the Harvey Casino and Resort in Lake Tahoe. Bill Cosby goes there to ski. They go to Heavenly, Squaw, and Kirkwood, which is out of bounds, off-road, like, you know, steeps and deeps, and just chutes and ladders. It's kind of like a chutes and ladders type thing. Remember that game? What was the game? The operator game, doctor, operator, whatever, where you had to pull the little things out of the body, and if you touched the sides, you got electrocuted. What was that game with the dude where you were the doctor? Operation. That's better than ER. And I don't watch sitcoms. Baseball is what we're talking about. I almost forgot. By the way, I'll give you all the games for tomorrow night, like Suns, four straight on the road. They play in Jersey. And then on the ice, you got action, too. Blues at the Bruins, and then the Hawks and the Avalanche is the game of the night. Rangers, Kings at the Forum, and then Northwestern at Michigan, Cincinnati at DePaul, Memphis at Houston, and Notre Dame at Rutgers going to be interesting on the college rack scene. But baseball, I know Pete Williams of Baseball Weekly, he's going to Dunedin. The Jays train in Dunedin, Florida, in the Gulf Coast League, and in the Florida State League, the Dunedin Jays have a A-ball rookie league team, and he'll see Jose Canseco. Tell me about the deal, Canseco. It shakes up the outfield, and I know they never worked things out, and it didn't pan out for Orlando Merced north of the border.
No, they could have probably used him again this year, but same old story with these guys. How are they going to score some runs? I mean, they're already missing Carlos Delgado for a chunk at the beginning of the year. Jose Canseco could help, but then again, a lot of people wonder how much gas he has left in his tank. He has a very incentive-laden contract. Maybe that'll inspire him to do a lot, but they have too many seemingly DH types at this point. They could conceivably at some point have three catchers in Mike Stanley, Darren Fletcher, and Benito Santiago playing at some point. You also have Carlos Delgado, of course, factoring in there. So just going to be a team that is going to have trouble scoring runs. It's going to, again, have a great starting rotation, but the Blue Jays might have really spent big money on Randy Myers. It could have better been spent on a big-time slugger. There was some talk they would have been interested in Gary Sheffield, but the price was just too high, and the Marlins, of course, were unwilling to eat too much of that salary. But given how few runs they scored last year, Canseco might help.
Hey, how about I'll tell you, the guy works. When he had the elbow and he trained, and the way he trains and the way he's like, he's so fearsome at the plate, the way he stands in there and the cuts that he takes, like McGuire, that I love having him even with the baggage. How about Ben McDonald off the surgery? How's he going to do for the Indians, and when's he going to be able to pitch?
That still remains to be seen. I mean, Ben McDonald's a guy that his entire career he's been plagued with kind of nagging injuries, and it's a shame because when he's healthy, there are few guys that are as overpowering, but he just, dating back to his early days with the Orioles, it was just wait and see, and he was rarely ever to put it together for a full season. Whether this is going to be the same or not kind of remains to be seen, but the Indians really are putting a lot on his arm this year. I mean, they really didn't upgrade that pitching staff to the degree a lot of people did, and they've always been able to get to the World Series or the playoffs with a lesser pitching staff, but the reason they don't have a World Series ring and is that they haven't gotten that dominant pitching staff.
How about the Royals? They Montgomery's back, and I'm like, whatever with that. Kevin Appier, and Appier's going to be with Montgomery, that same look, but they lose Bell, who had the .291 career high and the 21 homer, 92 RBI. I guess they got Jeff King. I'm talking about teams now that we never hit. How about Kansas City?
Yeah, Kansas City remains an enigma, a team that might rebound a little bit under Tony Muser, but again, the uncertainty of the ownership situation, a team that obviously doesn't have the funds to compete and might be the most anonymous team in all of baseball in terms of media coverage, and I think with good reason, just has a very vanilla personality to it. But given that American League Central, it's going to be tougher this year. I think with the Detroit Tigers, they're going to push maybe the Cleveland Indians is harder than anybody else, and I don't think it's a ridiculous idea to think that the Tigers might contend for a wild card berth.
I'd love that. Hey, how about the situation for Montreal? I have my buddy and comes on all the time. I love him, FP, Pharrell Santangelo. Double knee surgeries, and I know that the Expos are extremely worried about him, but he told me that he's going to be, like Jim Edmonds, balls to the walls.
He's that kind of player, and I think with FP Santangelo, if he says he's going to be ready, he's kind of like what Ken Caminiti, he's always ready, no matter just how badly banged up he is, so I think you can count on him being out there, but unfortunately, this might be when the Expos hit rock bottom. I mean, they've reloaded so many times, but there's just not enough there. I mean, certainly they still have quality players in Rondell White and Vladimir Guerrero, and maybe they'll find some pitching somewhere, and Carl Pavano could emerge very quickly as a dominant person to have in your rotation. But it's really difficult to see that team winning more than 75 games this year.
What's Piazza going to get, $75 million? Because he's better than maybe the best in baseball, but he doesn't have the legs. It's only going to get slower. But his deal, I know he hugged Mondesi. He was happy for Mondi and everything, but what it tells me is the power of Rupert Murdoch and what that's going to do to salaries. I know owners aren't in favor of that situation. The Dodgers are not going to get Randy Johnson either.
No, I think if I'm a Fox, I come in and when I start negotiating with... First off, you have to hope that this deal is going to get through, and it is by no means a done deal. They're going to meet in St. Pete, the owners are, to try and get this thing voted upon once and for all, but I still don't think they've addressed a lot of the questions that people like John Moores of the Padres and others have raised, and just how they're going to get around all of Rupert Murdoch's conflicts of interest around the world with broadcasting remains to be seen. So I think that's going to continue to linger, and until it does, they're really not going to start negotiations between Piazza. I mean, maybe they will, because the Mondesi signing seems to suggest that the Dodgers believe this will get through. And if that's the case, I think it would bode well. I think they should be creative when they deal with Piazza. I mean, give him a shot on Ally McBeal as some sort of supporting role. Maybe that'll be worth something in terms of incentive clauses. I mean, he's a guy who really enjoys kind of that Hollywood aspect, and I don't think you can underestimate that. I mean, people link him to everyone from the Philadelphia Phillies to the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. If he's going to be a free agent, he's going to be linked everywhere. But he's a guy who makes the money he does, particularly in the endorsement realm, because he plays for the Dodgers, and not only in Tinseltown, but in Japan, where he's thought of as Hideo Nomo's personal catcher and makes a phenomenal amount of endorsement income there. So I think the Dodgers don't have a lot to worry about, but nonetheless, they are going to have to pay a lot of money.
Estes gets the deal in San Fran. Tony La Russa loses Bennis. That's going to be interesting. And the Padres, Gwynn going for maybe one last shot with Kevin Brown on the hook and everything. We'll hit some of those clubs next week on Wednesday when we go baseball weekly skipping with our boy, Pete Williams. Hey, Pete, terrific. You're the man between the lines, baby, and watch out for those foul balls.
Thanks, Scotty.
Hey, Pete Williams in St. Petersburg when I saw it one time. Cut a chain, kill his R and his ministers, and cut a deal with a baseball player for $150 million.
Tell me what I've done. The door is closed, so are your eyes. But now I see the sun. Now I see the sun.
Glued with us. SDP on the bench. Courtesy of the Kraz Knee Freak Maximum IMAX 3D. Freaky is sensational. He lies so much he believes it.
Yeah, but we don't like him.
Strictly Strickland at 13-13 in the Wizards. 16-point win over the Cavs. Boston wins by 11 over Dallas. D. Brown at 32. Miami by 14 over Philly. And so at 19-15. Later, Aaron. Adam Vandeville with the skinny. Hey, Utah by 8 over the Bulls. They beat them in Chicago. Then they beat them in the Salt Lake Shakers tonight at the Delta. And the mailman delivered 30-8 overnight. Minnesota, the T-Freaks for the Pharrell on the Wolves side of it at home at the Target. 7 points better than the Knicks. It was on WFA and on KFAN. I'm on both of them, and I rule the midnight air in both villages. Kings by 2 over the Nuggets. No one wanted to pay to see it. Richmond had 32. What's up, Mitch? Hey, Pacers have been playing great on the road. Been playing great in January. Now February they're winning. But they're down 7 in Seattle right now. And the situation in terms of timing is they're going into the end of the ballgame. They're under a minute. We'll see if it wraps up here in a second. The Sonics look like they're going to get the job done. Hey, the Lakers are up big, baby, at the Forum, GW style, 81-62 over the Blazers, the Plastic Man and Ryder filling up the bowls, not the hoops. I think the Blazers with Sabonis, Ryder, Kenny, Plastic, Gary Trent, these dudes, they're gonna win playoff games. They're a playoff team. Other than that, their regular season, they're trying to make money at the Rose Garden. Hey, the Ducks are up 2 goals on the Rangers at the Pond. Solani had his 40th tonight, first to get there from Drury and Carpa, and what else?
He scored again.
Oh, and he scored his 41st with a little tally later. Was that the second goal for the lead? Oh, they were up. Adam Graves for the Rangers with his 17th on a Southern train only yesterday. The Rangers hadn't won in 5 games. Then they beat the Sharks 3-2, but they led 3-0. And now they're getting schooled tonight by the Kings and the Ducks. That's who they're going to face tomorrow at the Forum, the Kings. And they've won 7-1-1 in their last 9. The Kings are on fire. Larry Robinson, I'm telling you what. Lick it. Sharks got it done. 3-0 over the Oilers. Dallas 1-0 over Philly. The Flyers have lost 4 straight. Tampa tied Carolina. They're winless in 14 games. Islanders doubled up Montreal. They're 4-0-1 in 5 games. Islanders 4-2 over the Canadiens. It's Toronto 3-2 over the Blues. Derek King, the game-winning goal, is 11th. And the Devils, for the second time in a row, 1-0 the other night over the Senators. In Ottawa, this time in Jersey, 2-0 Brodeur. Back-to-back shutouts. Doink. Buffalo and Boston, Pittsburgh and Washington. All those tied at 2s.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Pharrell in L.A. talking about Canseco. It's my boy EPP the App in Rochester, New York.
Hey, what's going on, Pharrell?
Edit.
I'm just lounging here in some old Pharrell wear.
Hey, the Rangers just scored. Hey, that's cool. What do you got on? Which one?
I got the Sports Channel one, the white one.
Oh, yeah, that sweet white one with the it had like a bench on the front, and it was like a up on a cigarette pack picture. And then on the back, it had all of my like shtick and verbal abuse sayings.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Hey, do you know that they're all Foxes now, Fox Nets? They're all Fox regional sports networks. They changed New York, and you're Fox New York now, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm the last guy on Sports Channel in any city in the country that had a gig. It was on at 11 West and 2 in the East and at 1 in Chicago. I'm the only guy to ever get ratings on Sports Channel. I'm the last to get them, and no one ever got them but me. And it's nice to know that they're now Fox because they'll get ratings now big. And, you know, the sports get ratings, but none of the little shows that they have and snippets like the Pharrellvision Hour that I did was strictly, you know, verbal language, spitting, and barfing.
Oh, it was great. You're blowing up on TV again, though.
I'm just doing MTV Sports, and I'm doing Monday, Wednesday, and Friday MTV Live at 6 in New York in the evening. It'll be 90 seconds, so I'll give you 90 seconds what ESPN tries to do 24 hours a day, all day with their bad jokes. I'm going to give you everything you need to know and ugly veins and purple faces and different shades of soul.
That's beautiful.
I didn't sell out. I'm not Hollywood.
Hey, Pharrell, you already kind of covered the Canseco thing, but I was wondering, how do you see the A's in the West?
Well, Ricky Henderson's not going to help them because he didn't help the Angels last year or, you know, the year before he did help San Diego. But at the beginning of last year, he did nothing with San Diego. What he wants to do is he wants to play in what's the streak he's trying to go after? Games played total or something like this. I'll find out what it is. Ricky signed a deal with the A's, and he needs two or three productive full years of really no DH or no DL time and injuries. He needs to play a lot. It's about reaching games played for outfielders or something like this. And it's a prestigious number. I just can't remember what it is. I think it's like Lou Gehrig something had a somebody's Ty Cobb, one of the two. There's a breaking mark he's going after.
Pharrell,
what?
Do you see the do you see Johnson with the trade rumors? Do you think that'll affect his pitching? Will he be upset with that, or will that fire him off?
Will who be affected by pitching?
Randy Johnson in the West.
Oh, I think he's got problems getting his deal done because no one wants to make a big trade and give up that type of leverage players and amount of players and money for a guy that's had a bad back, who's 34, who can win at any given moment, but it the same time can throw a ball 5 feet over the dude's head and he could kill someone with one of those. I think Randy Johnson's a phenomenal pitcher, but I think that he's had his peak, and now it's only going to get the lingering injuries further down the road more monotonous. I don't like him.
Do you think that'll piss him off?
Oh, you know, he's already gone. He's overboard. He now despises the Woody Woodward front office and everyone in it. And he's like the Bob Watson when he made the joke, but it didn't go over as a joke, when he said that all of Steinbrenner's people are idiots walking around in circles accomplishing nothing. Same thing in Seattle. He is now fully opinionated with his wife and family, I'm sure, when he goes home at night saying, "They're screwing me. I hate these bastards." That's what he's doing.
All right, peace out, Pharrell.
Hey, and dude, way to linger on the Pharrella tree on a Barkley chunk, swinging with the monkeys for 113 minutes. You are tripped out.
No problem. If I get to talk to you, it's worth it.
Dude,
you know?
you're a badass. Go have sex in that T-shirt.
Hey, I think I will.
You're just a remarkable human being and a fine American, and all I have to say is you to me. Epp in Rochester copped 113 minutes. Can you believe that? Hey, that is the Sirius Shaq minutes. The deal that sent the goalie from Vancouver, Kirk McLean, and it was involved with the Carolina Hurricanes. And remember, Jeff Sanderson played for Hartford, and which became the Carolina Hurricanes. Jeff Sanderson just got dealt from Vancouver to Buffalo back east for goon and tough guy Brad May. Bobby in Vancouver giving us the full tilt inside pipeline, like rumor cook, and it went down. So his deals are always on the table fresh, like fresh food and lettuce. Thanks, Bobby. Hey, good to have Jim Calhoun, the UConn coach, on tonight. We spent about 30 minutes with him in the mezzanine mess first hour of the gig. And then Pete Williams we had on, Baseball Weekly. And also had Chris Ferraro of the Penguins for a couple of minutes. He scored a goal tonight. They tied the Caps. They've been tying the Caps every time they play them. The Rangers can't beat the Caps. And the team that can't beat the Caps at all, 0-2-1, are the Flyers. Which is interesting, to say the least, because if Philly's going to go win the Stanley Cup, which they're favored to do, I kid you not, 5-2 to win the Cup, they're favored over Detroit, over Rado, Avalanche are right there. The West has all the teams that are in it in terms of, and Dallas, and really the way the Blackhawks are playing, and Phoenix Coyotes can beat anybody with Tkachuk on fire, but I hear that Roenick is in a doghouse again because of his Hollywood attitude of, "I am the greatest thing since sliced bread and white cheddar cheese popcorn from Bay City, Michigan." I think Roenick's going to get pushed out. He got pushed out of Chicago because of attitude, but he hated Wirtz, and he got his way. He was a complainer about the deal, wanted to be traded, held out. They dealt him. Now he's having trouble in Phoenix. Being the star that he is in Phoenix. And I love JR, and I'm cool with JR, and I hang with JR. Did it at the All-Star game in Boston all night, but I got to tell you that it's over 2 now. If he gets traded, I doubt before Friday they're going to have a band during the Olympics, but if he gets traded, don't be surprised, because Roenick's a guy that they're just not going to deal with his attitude. And believe me, Colangelo will not deal with attitude. He is the new boss of sports. He's running the Coyotes, the Suns, and for God's sakes, the Diamondbacks with their Bank One ballpark. And hey, let's talk about the Rangers. They're back in it. Kevin Stevens from Gretzky and Sundstrom, I believe. And it was to get them within one. They're down. They were down 3-1. It's 3-2 now at the pond. Brad Hirsch covers the NHL for us. Hey, the Rangers are back in it, but once again, what are they going to do in the final period? They've been horrible in third periods all year.
Yeah, you know what? The
Ducks actually got a couple in the second, and the Rangers got one late in the second to bring it within one. This is really anybody's hockey game, to tell you the truth. The Rangers, I wouldn't be surprised to see the Rangers pull this off, and I wouldn't be surprised to see Solani get six goals tonight.
Yeah, they scored at 13-17. Solani's got number 40 and 41 tonight, and I know Karpa and Drury are playing solid with assists tonight as well.
Yeah, those guys really are playing well. That line is interesting. They put Sacco on the line because Kariya's obviously gone with the with still that dizziness from that stutter hit like we talked about before. And that line's played really solid. Obviously, it doesn't quite have the speed that it does with Kariya on there, so it's not the threat like that. But it's a really solid line. And, you know, when they get Solani down low like that, those, anything can happen. You know, in fact, one of the Solani goals was a tip by Drury. Solani all alone on the side put it in. Could have had a picnic lunch and still put it in.
Hey, Brad Hirsch with us at the Pond. They win in the overtime game against Chicago, but it was a mess in 106 penalty minutes. Kariya's not playing tonight because of the Gary Suter and the four-game suspension he got for the brutal cross-check. Now the Ducks get their guy, Salai, whatever, suspended. I don't know about this kid that much. I know he's been suspended for the headbutt on Sergei Kriva-Krasov. Do you know anything about how they're reacting to it is my question. Salai has been suspended.
I didn't hear a word you said, Scott.
All right, I'm going to say it one more time. Salai's been suspended for headbutting Kriva-Krasov. What do you know?
Well, I'll tell you what the press release was. I watched that game, man, and that was a brutal fight, and it came with 5 minutes left. I'm sorry, 5 minutes to start the third period. And it was a penalty brawled game. And when those two went at him, man, he dropped his helmet and headbutted him twice right in the square of the head and tried to knock him out like that. It was brutal. I mean, it was very similar to the McSorley-Doug Gilmore incident maybe 4 or 5 years ago with the Kings. So they came down heavy on him.
Gilmore bites people. About a month ago, he bit some dude, but he didn't have his teeth in. Darren McCarty, and he said, it didn't hurt. Didn't have his teeth in. And tonight,
it's getting loud in here. I can barely hear you.
All right, see you later. Hey, here's the skinny. There was a headbutt incident tonight in Pittsburgh as well on the Chris Ferraro line. He had the goal that was important for the Penguins, but who is the dude he told me? Tyler Wright, you got the headbutt. Is he the dude that got in the brawl? All right, so headbutting now is big, and I've always believed in a knee to the head, knee to the ground, hammiger, well done with a little juicy head butt with an action on the front of the skull with a little bit of a... You got to love that. PJ on the stand today at the Spree arbitration hearings, NBA style, in New York. David Stern, I can't wait till he gets on the stand. This guy, the ultimate PR bullshacker of all time with his fat, rotund, white man suit starch shirt image. I'll tell you what, bro, you don't fool anybody. Put it this way, the NBA is making the WNBA work and succeed. The NHL going to have a women's league now, but the NHL can't support itself, let alone WNHL, nor do they have any depth. The expansion in the NHL guys side already, the expansion you're seeing, the Americanization of the Canada teams, and now, you know, Nashville, Columbus, and, you know, dude, it's just incredible the amount of expansion. There's no talent, there's no depth, there's no goaltending. The NHL is spiraling downward, and needless to say, I got to tell you, Gary Bettman's smooth, but he's an NBA guy under Stern. He's a basketball guy. He's not a hockey guy, and it's starting to show, even though he's pulling off miracles. Let's see what the Olympics does for hockey. I don't know if the games are at 2 in the morning. Playing the Ducks. We had Brad out there. It didn't work out. He was in the crowd. It got a little crazy. It's 3-2 Ducks. Graves and Kevin Stevens. Stevens scored in the San Jose game, too. His 11th and 12th tonight. Gretzky in on it. Sundstrom at 13-something of the second period. So they go to the third, up a goal. The Ducks, who are looking for their second straight there, and they'd be 4-2-1 since the All-Star break, and it's good for them that they're playing these games at home. Rangers tomorrow night against the Kings at the Forum, but next week and the 2 weeks of the Olympics will be on 3 hours a night in New York, and that'll just be the deep stuff. It'll be thick and fun, and then I think we're going to be on for the rest of the month, all the way till the Mets opener in March. It's going to be a long time coming to do that type of dance every night. What do you see the rage or what happens when we got 8 million an hour every hour the night? It's like hard to beat it. It's killer. Yeah, it's kick that. A little kick that. Little of that.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Hey, Knobloch just went to the Yankees, too, for Eric Milton, the left-handed prized prospect. And he's got a killer arm and great stuff. 3-4 pitches that he's working already at his young age. Three minor leaguers, Ramiro Mendoza involved in the deal as well. The Yankees get Chuck Knobloch, who had an off year with the bat, but a great year with stolen bases and runs scored. He was on the base pass an absolute terror. The year before that, he had his career high in at-bats and in batting average. And I kid you not, that is Steinbrenner's deal. He pulled it off. Now he's going after Blackjack McDowell, and he's not finished. He'll go after Blackjack and probably get him because he's got the dough to get him to come and play for his show.
We kick it out, baby.
Watson stepped down. The young 30-year-old Brian Cashman takes over, only to get fired soon enough. They will fire him because no one ever succeeds, ever. Not Billy Martin, no one, with George Steinbrenner. And the new Steinbrenner is Colangelo of the Phoenix Resort down in the Valley of Arizona. Hey, here's what we got to do. We got to go to the Stanford finish is crazy. They went up. They were down the whole game. They went up by 2, then 4. Then they just beat Cal at Berkeley by 4. 72-68, something like that. Either or, Stanford, amazing comeback. Mike Montgomery, they were down the whole game. They were down at the half, 5 or 6, and they just won that game 74-72. Max, once again, with like his fifth error of the evening in terms of information. I told Max like earlier that Stevens had scored from Sundstrom and Gretzky, and he asked me to repeat it 18 times. Last night, Domenicella scored 2 goals for the Flames. He wrote his name as Domen. And then Chella as the last name. I'm like, dude, brother, man, go roll one or something. Hey, the Caps and Pens tied. So did the Bruins and Sabres. And the Devils shut out the Senators for the second time this week. 1-0 and 2-0 tonight. And they did the home-and-home type thing, but not back-to-back. They did a day off in between travel. And the Blues lost in Toronto by a goal. Islanders win by 2 goals over the Canadiens 4-2. They're 4-0-1 in their last 5. Palfi had his 29th goal. And Tampa and Carolina tied at 3s. Dallas 1-0 over Philly. Flyers have lost 4 in a row. Sharks 3-0 shutout over the Oilers. Mike Vernon, 21 saves, and Sean Burr scored. So did Stefan Matteau. And the Rangers are headed to Mount Vancouver. Matteau. Cashman, 30, takes over the Yankees. Watson steps down. So Cashman, what does he do? Steinbrenner got him the deal, and he finished it. Knobloch to the Yankees for Eric Milton, the left-hander and prospect. 3 minor leaguers to go, and Ramiro Mendoza involved. Chuck Knobloch is now the Yankees' second baseman. And listen to this. The parting of Watson was no different from the marriage. Everything on George's terms. Money in Bob's wallet. How about Broadway Joe Namath talking good about Neil O'Donnell and saying that the Jets should not let him get away and standing behind Neil O'Donnell in the New York papers today. And they say, you know, the Nets are really getting pressed now and getting attention, and they're writing big stories on him now in the front of the sports section instead of the back, and they're getting more coverage than the dismal beating that the Knicks are taking at the hands of the writers, the media, the talkers, and the sportscasters, as well as, you know, they lose back-to-back to the Bucks, and then they stay out on the road And they lost tonight in Minnesota by 7, 95-88. So the Knicks are stinking it up right now without Patrick Ewing. By the way, Gary St. Jean tried to trade Sprewell before this deal went down with the attack on Carlissimo. They tried to deal him for Brent Berry and maybe Rodney Rogers. And I think that Brent Berry will eventually, sooner than later, end up with the Golden State Warriors. The NHL GMs have been meeting in Scottsdale considering rule changes. And I know that Carlissimo testified today. Tyson and King have split. There was allegedly stories about a fight that broke out. And evidently, there are reports that Mike Tyson shoved King in a physical manner at a joint in New York. And apparently, he made $112 million for six fights after he got out of prison. And he owed the U.S. government and still does $7 million in back taxes. He has $150,000 to his name out of $112 million. Mike Tyson is doing wrestling and stuff because he's going broke fast.
That's not fair.
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, I love to brawl. I snapped or something. I snapped. I just done, King.
Hey, Sonics get it done. They beat the Pacers by 7 and cooled off Indy. Gary Payton had 17 and 15. The Lakers and Blazers, the only other game going on right now, and it's, frankly, pretty ugly. It was like 20-something. Now it's Lakers 102-93, and they got about 5 minutes to go at the Forum. The Rangers are down 3-2 to the Ducks at the Pond in the third. Stevens' goal brought him within one from Gretzky and Sundstrom. Solani has two, 40, first one there, and 41. Drury and Karpa were in on some of this hooliganism. San Diego State is up early, just out of the gates against Hawaii. They will lose to the Rainbows tonight with that Rainbow backcourt. Let's go to D.C. and talk to that Mountaineer Freak fan, that Freak for the Pharrell fan of the years and the Catlett boys. I'm talking about my boy down there over there. Doug, what's up?
Hey, man. Hey, Pharrell. How you doing, man? I tell you, I just got back from the home that Abe built out here in D.C., MCI Center.
Great joint.
I was having a great night watching the Wizards play and started thinking back to years at WVU. And I mean, I've suffered through like six or seven years of bowl losses and having to go through the A-10 tournament.
Right, but you got 19 wins now.
Huh?
You got 19 wins. You're 19-3. Catlett's winning, and most people anywhere, nowhere, basically can name any players on the team. I love what Catlett's done in Morgantown. I grew up in Pittsburgh. He's a great coach, but hey, it's Morgantown. That's the problem. They just they're in the middle of nowhere.
Is that what it is?
It really is. No one cares about West Virginia except I mean, even Don Nealon's football team. They can be in an Alliance Bowl, and they just have no press, no publicity, no PR. Zaraway was the only guy that I could name on that football team, and no one could even name Zaraway or pronounce his name. West Virginia sports information is not getting the word out because no one wants it. No one cares.
You know it.
I care.
I mean, I'm an alumni.
I care.
Hardly know anything about the team, but
I almost went there.
What do you think? Do you think they'll actually go up to New York and actually do anything in this Big East tournament this year?
Well, I mean, they're on top of the conference. They're 19-3. They've been impressive. They're gonna, I think, lose though to a Connecticut in a tournament game. But I'll tell you what, they've done great. I almost went to school there until my dad and I. We went down to look at the dorms and stuff and orientation or whatever. And the first dude, we went to the dorm and the kid answered the door and he had a bottle of Jack and a cigarette and that was it. And he was like 18.
That was probably me.
Back in those days, the drinking age down there in Morgantown was 18 when I was growing up. And so we used to drive down to West Virginia from Pittsburgh an hour and, you know, frankly, booze up. Hey, Doug, take it easy, dude. Hey, we'll talk to my boy in Phoenix. I love this dude. He's got the name that I'll name a daughter or son, Lauren. I will do that because my grandpa was a Lauren, and I knew a lot. I've known Laurens everywhere. My uncle's a Lauren, and I wish I was a Lauren, but I'm a Scotty Elliott Pharrell, and it's just FOB, baby. Give up the body. We're doing it. Wrap it up like a hoagie. Knoblock to the Yankees. And I got to tell you, the Flyers' four-game losing streak is beautiful. Hey, buddy over there. We're leaving without you, fat and miserable. Hey, the golf PGA merchandise show went down. Here's what's going on with new lines. Callaway's got the new Big Bertha X12 irons. They'll replace the existing irons. Cobra is reviving the trusty rusty wedge system introduced in the 80s. They're bringing it back. New line of King Cobra 2 Plus irons also introduced. and Goldwyn. I used these one day, the MP57 AVDP Tour Irons, and they got senior irons and regular player irons, and they are awesome clubs. The ball just jumps and straight. You got the Adams rough wood that's incredible. A lot of tour guys using it. Lynx, a new men's black caddy, titanium-faced iron woods designed for seniors and ladies. And TaylorMade, the burner bubble for kids. And I know this, it's interesting that it ended Monday, but they're making so much money now, it's sickening golf. It's blowing up. ABC has asked affiliates all over the country to help cover the cost of the new NFL deal. Isn't that funny? Isn't that interesting? Now they need help paying the bill. And I think CBS and the rest of them are doing it too. They get affiliates to help pay the bill and foot it. And then, do you know that the Vikings ownership that owns them, the 10 owners now that Clancy got yesterday, you know they still owe like 40% of the money on the deal that when they bought him for, $50 million, they sold for $202 million. Is that not the most ridiculous thing in the world you've ever heard? How about the Caps and Wizards? They get a new team charter plane. Abe Poile buys them, and the Capitals used it today. They flew to Pittsburgh for 40 minutes and tied the Penguins. And PJ was on the stand today. Women's sports in Boston, Sports Channel, and it's now Fox. They've started a women's segment on Wednesdays on women's sports. It's cool. You know that the women are trying to form a hockey league, and la-di-da, do-si-do. And here's the skinny, new threads for the Jets. They showed the new logo yesterday, and the Mets have copied the Dodgers. They're going to sell tickets through electronic kiosks at the ballpark. They're incredible. And I'll say this, that the Twins lost their TV broadcast rights holder. They're going to have now one network carry all the games, and originally they had two of them doing it. Seahawks are going to play two games at Husky Stadium at Washington, and they will not ask for permission from the league or the city to sell beer. There will be no beer sales at the two games played, Seahawks games at Husky Stadium. Here's my boy Lauren in Phoenix, Arizona, the Valley, Arizona.
Not a lot.
Edit.
First of all, just really like your show.
Thanks, bro. Yeah. I love doing it.
It's the only thing worth listening to in the evenings and in the mornings.
Wow.
I can't stand other sportscasters.
Well, I can dig it. You know, I can't stand a lot of people, but I have a lot of friends that do it, and I have a lot of, more enemies that do it. So I vote for the enemies. I hate everyone.
Very well. I just wanted to ask you what you thought of the Diamondbacks picking up Andy Bennis.
Great snag for them. And with Travis Lee, they got a rotation that's going to be fun to watch. I mean, it's interesting. They're going to come in from the beginning and be a problem to deal with. I mean, Buck Showalter is a great manager. And let's face facts. They got talent, and there's guys that want to play in that new ballpark. And Colangelo's a guy that treats his players well, gives them money. Willie Blair they get from the Tigers, and then Brian Anderson, Jeff Supan from the Red Sox, Omar Dahl, and Hector Carrasco. And then they got Corey Lytle to set up, and now you got to be kidding me. They got Wolcott, they got Felix Rodriguez, other pitchers, and now they get Andy Bennis to lead and anchor to staff. You got to be kidding me. Arizona's going to be playing like they were in the league, and they got Jay Bell, too.
I tell you, everybody down here was making a big deal about the sales tax, but now I drive by the stadium every day, and they just put the sod in. You know, they just put the grass in like
right.
Yesterday.
How's it coming along, the stadium?
Oh, it's about done. I mean, they got the roof working and everything.
It's incredible. And besides that, Anaheim, they got a revamped stadium that's going to be amazing with geysers and water spraying, and they got everything. The Bank One ballpark will be the best ballpark in baseball until the next new one opens up. I'll see you, Lauren. I like your name. Hey, for the crew, Anderson, who did the big, the last part of the gig, and Dave, Max, B.A., the badass, Brett Abbott running it, Mandy with a fresh look. I'm Pharrell, and I'll check you freaks out tomorrow night, Duke and Carolina on the bench.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.